That last one was Chop by queer Canadian hard techno duo Gender Deconstruction. And I hope all you daytime ravers enjoyed that. And then before that, we had Lithium 6 by Centuries. Centuries is based in Lethbridge, Alberta, and that track was recorded, mixed, and mastered all in one day. Crazy, crazy talented. Really cool stuff. And it is about fear of nuclear warfare and weapons and stuff. So very interesting. Next, let's lighten things up a bit. This next track I have for you is called The Verdant Realm by Castle If, who is a Toronto-based composer. And this one goes out to all of the nerds out there. If you do play D&D, I recommend checking out this album called The Verdant Realm, because there's a lot of like really atmospheric kind of ambient stuff that you can just have on in the background. So check them out. The Verdant Realm by Castle If. Thank you.
I'm not your mother. I'm not your brother. I am not your son. I'm not your keeper. Your debt collector. I am not a puppeteer pulling strings. I'm not a rag doll with which you can always play. A key that you can always change.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, and that was just Caroline Rose with Love, Lover, Friend.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
All right. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the hour, I am currently on my way to New York City for a trip. And the reason I'm going is because I have tickets to go see The Strokes live, and I'm so excited. And Angel Olsen is opening for The Strokes, so I thought it would be fitting to play some of their music. This first track is Intern by Angel Olsen. and I really love it. I hope you do too. And then after that, I'm going to play I'll Try Anything Once by The Strokes, which is a B-side for Heart in a Cage, and is also a demo for You Only Live Once, which Julian Casablancas, who is the front person of The Strokes, released it in 2010 or 2011, live from Electric Lady Studios, but The Strokes recently released it as part of their singles album collection. So it's a really beautiful song, and you'll like it, and I'm going to be able to see The Strokes live, so I'm so excited. But I think that's what I'll play you out with. I might not see you again. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned afterwards for Free Voices. And another thing I want to mention is that tomorrow, on Friday the 18th, Russell Wallace is holding his vocal group again. So if you are interested in singing, go to the VCC Courtyard, or the VCC on Broadway Courtyard, from 5:30 to 7 to check that out. All right. So again, I'm going to play you out with Intern by Angel Olsen, and then I'll Try Anything Once by The Strokes.
Maybe you know that it's been too long, gone through the motions as you sing your song. Doesn't matter who you are, what you've done, still decisions shape your life. You be aware of five about, seven ways to go to school. Either you noticed or left out, seven ways to get ahead, seven reasons to drop out. When I said I can see me in your eyes, you said, I can see you in my pants. That's not just friendship, that's romance too. You like music we can dance to. Sit me down, shut me up. I'll come down.
Some take it all out on themselves. Some they just take it out on friends. Oh, everybody plays the game. And if you don't, you're called insane. Don't, it's not safe no more. I got to see you. Everybody was well dressed, and everybody was a mess. Six things without fail you must do, so that your woman loves just you. All the girls played mental games, and all the guys were dressed the same. If you only remember it once.
Are you interested in radio? Community-based media? You can join CJSF 90.1. We're a volunteer-run community radio station, and we always have space for new volunteers to become programmers, review music, edit audio, and so much more. All the training is provided, and anyone can join. To volunteer, email our volunteer coordinator, Noel, at vol_4_CJSF@sfu.ca. Again, that's vol_4_CJSF@sfu.ca. Or you can visit our website, cjsf.ca. It's CJSF 90.1. Diverse, independent, and yours.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Large areas of the Earth are covered with sand, and it's not all a yellowish beige. Depending on its mineral composition,
it can be black or red, or it can be white, really different colors.
Natalie Mahowald is a professor in the Department of Earth and Atmospheric Sciences at Cornell University. She says those colors affect the climate. When desert sand gets kicked up into the air, tiny dust particles end up suspended in the atmosphere. There, some particles reflect the sun's energy, while others absorb it.
The white ones reflect all the light back out, so they cool the planet. The black ones absorb radiation, so they warm the planet.
To understand the climate impact of airborne dust, she says scientists need accurate, location-specific data about the mineral composition of sand and dust across desert regions. Now, a high-tech instrument mounted to the International Space Station is providing this data. As it orbits the Earth, it's measuring wavelengths of light reflected off the Earth's surface, which allows scientists to determine the color and composition of sand and dust.
We're getting an amazing amount of data of really high quality.
She says it will help researchers better understand how dust affects the warming world. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more stories like this, visit climateconnections.org.